Book of Romans. Chapter 1. Paul, a slave of Yahshua Messiah, a called apostle, set apart to the good news of Elohim, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son who came of the seed of David according to flesh, who was made known as the Son of Elohim in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead, Yahshua Messiah our Master, by whom we received grace and apostleship to obedience of faith among all the nations, for his name's sake, among whom are you also, called out ones of Yahshua Messiah. To all those who are in Rome, beloved of Elohim, called out saints, grace and peace to you from Yahweh our Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. First, I thank my Elohim through Yahshua Messiah for you all, that your faith is spoken of in all the world. For Elohim is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the good news of his Son, how without ceasing I make mention of you always at my prayers, beseeching if by any means now at length I shall be blessed by the will of Elohim to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, for the establishing of you. And this is to be comforted together among you, through the faith in one another, both yours and mine. But I do not wish you to be ignorant, brothers, that often I purpose to come to you, and was kept back until the present, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among the other nations. Greeks and barbarians, the wise and the unwise, I am a debtor, to preach to every man. And so I am eager to preach to you also who are at Rome. For I am not ashamed of the good news of Messiah, for it is the power of Elohim to salvation to everyone believing, both to Jew first, and to the Aramean. For in it the righteousness of Elohim is revealed from faith to faith, even as it has been written, but the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of Elohim from heaven is revealed against all the iniquity and wickedness of men, who unjustly suppress the truth. Because the thing known of Elohim is clearly known within them, for Yahweh revealed it to them. For, from the foundations of the world, the invisible things of Elohim are clearly seen and understood, in the things he created, even his eternal power and divinity, so that they might be without excuse. Because they knew Yahweh, and did not glorify him and give thanks to him as Elohim, but became vain in their imaginations, and their unwise heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became foolish and changed the glory of the incorruptible Elohim into a likeness of an image of a corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Because of this, Elohim gave them up to filthy lusts of their hearts, and their bodies to be dishonored among themselves, who changed the truth of Elohim into the lie, and worshipped and served the created thing more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Because of this, Elohim gave them up to dishonorable passions, for even their females changed the natural use of their sex to that contrary to nature. And so also their males forsook the use of females, which is natural, and burned with lust toward one another, male with male, they did what is shameful, and received in themselves the just recompense of their error. And as they did not determine within themselves to know Elohim, Yahweh has given them over to a vain mind, that they might do what they ought not, having been filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, iniquity, covetousness, malice, being full of envy, murder, quarrels, deceit, evil habits, becoming whisperers, slanderers, haters of Elohim, insolent, proud, braggarts, inventors of evil things, weak-minded, disobedient to parents, without discernment, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of Yahweh, that those practicing such things he condemns to death, not only do they do them, but they also associate with those who practice them. Chapter 2. Therefore, O man, you are without excuse, everyone who judges, for in that in which you judge the other, you condemn yourself, for you, those judging, practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of Elohim is according to truth on those that practice such things. And O man, the one judging those practicing such things, and doing them, do you think that you will escape the judgment of Elohim? Or do you abuse the riches of his kindness and forbearance, and the opportunity he has given you, not knowing that the kindness of Yahweh leads you to repentance? But, because of the hardness of your unrepentant heart, you are treasuring up a store of wrath against the day of wrath, and against the revelation of the righteous judgment of Elohim. He will give to each according to his deeds, everlasting life truly to those who with patience in good work seeking glory and honor and immortality. But to the ones who are stubborn, and do not obey the truth but obey iniquity, he will render anger and wrath, trouble and pain on every soul of man that works out evil, both of Jew first, and also of Gentile. But glory and honor and peace will be to everyone working out good, both to the Jew first, and to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with Yahweh. For as many as have sinned without the Torah will also perish without the Torah. And as many as sinned within the Torah will be judged through the Torah. For not the hearers of the Torah are righteous with Elohim, but the doers of the Torah shall be justified. For when pagans not having the Torah do by nature the things contained in the Torah, they not having the Torah are a law unto themselves. Who show the work of the Torah written in their hearts, their conscience witnessing with them, and their thoughts either accusing or even excusing one another in a day when Elohim judges the hidden actions of men, as my good news teaches, through Yahshua Messiah. Behold, you who are called a Jew, and trust in the Torah, and boast in Elohim. And because you know his will, and the things that must be observed, being instructed out of the Torah. And you have confidence in yourself that you are a guide of blind ones, and a light to those in darkness. An instructor of foolish ones, a teacher of children, you are the pattern of knowledge and of the truth as embodied in the Torah. Now you teach others, but you fail to teach yourself? You preach that men should not steal, yet you steal. You preach that men should not commit adultery, and you commit adultery. You despise idols, and yet you rob temples? You are proud of the Torah, yet you dishonor Elohim through the breaking of the Torah. For the name of Yahweh is blasphemed among the nations through you, even as it has been written. For circumcision is only profitable if you fulfill the Torah, but if you are a transgressor of Torah, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. If then, the uncircumcision keeps the statutes of the Torah, will not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And the uncircumcision, which from its nature fulfills the Torah naturally, will judge you, who, with the Scripture, and with circumcision, transgresses against the Torah. For it is not the one who is outwardly a Jew that is the real Jew, nor is circumcision that which is seen in the flesh. But he is a Jew that is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart, in spirit, not literally, of whom the praise is not from men, but from Elohim. Chapter 3. What then is the superiority of the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way. For first indeed, that they were entrusted with the words of Elohim. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief nullify the faith of Elohim? Let it not be. But let Elohim be true, and every man false, even as it has been written, that you should be justified in your words, and will overcome in your being judged. But if our unrighteousness serves to establish the righteousness of Elohim, what shall we say? Is Elohim unjust when he inflicts his righteous indignation? I speak according to man. Let it not be. Otherwise, how will Yahweh judge the world? For if in my lie the truth of Elohim abounded to his glory, why am I yet judged as a sinner? And not as we are wrongly accused, and as some report us to say, let us do bad things so that good things may come, their condemnation is reserved for eternal justice. What then? Have we the superiority, when we have before decided as to both Jews and Gentiles, that all of them are under sin? According as it has been written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is not one understanding, there is not one seeking Yahweh. All turned away, they became worthless together, not one is doing goodness, not so much as one. Their throat is a tomb being opened, they use deceit with their tongues, the poison of asps is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, ruin and misery are in their way, and they did not know a way of peace. There is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. But we know that whatever the Torah says, it speaks to those within the Torah, so that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world be under judgment to Elohim. Because by works of the Torah not one of all flesh will be justified before him, for through the Torah is the full knowledge of sin. But now a righteousness of Elohim has been revealed apart from the Torah, being witnessed by the Torah and the prophets. even the righteousness of Elohim through the faith of Yahshua Messiah toward everyone and upon all those believing, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yahweh, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption in Messiah Yahshua, whom Yahweh set forth as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood, as a demonstration of His righteousness through the remission of our sins that are past, in the forbearance of Elohim. For a demonstration of His righteousness in the present time, for His being just and justifying the one that is of the faith of Yahshua. Then where is the boasting? It was not there. Through what law? Of works? No, but through a law of faith. Then we conclude a man to be justified by faith without works of the law. Or is he the Elohim of Jews only, and not also of the nations? Yes, of the nations also. Since it is one Elohim who will justify circumcision by faith, and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then nullify the Torah by faith? Far be it. On the contrary, we establish the Torah. Chapter 4. What then shall we say our father Abraham to have found according to flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he had reason to be proud, but not with Elohim. For what does the Scripture say? And Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to one working, the reward is not counted according to grace, but according to debt. But to the one not working, but believing on Him justifying sinners, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as also David says of the blessedness of the man to whom Elohim counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom Yahweh will in no way charge sin. Is this blessedness then on the circumcision, or also on the uncircumcision? For we say that faith was counted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it counted? Being in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received a sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness of faith while in uncircumcision, for him to be a father of those believing through uncircumcision, for righteousness to be counted to them also. And a father of circumcision to those not of circumcision only, but also to those walking in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham during uncircumcision. For the promise was not through law to Abraham, or to his seed, for him to be the heir of the world, but through a righteousness of faith. For if they who are of the law were heirs, faith would be made void, and the promise of no effect. For the law works out wrath, for where there is no instruction in the Torah against an action, then there is no transgression. On account of this, it is of faith, that it be according to grace, for the promise to be certain to all the seed, not to that of the law only, but also to that of the faith of Abraham, who is father of us all. According as it has been written, I have appointed you a father of many nations, before Elohim, whom he believed, the one making the dead live, and calling the things that are not as if they were. He against hope believed in hope, for him to become a father of many nations, according to what has been said, so shall your seed be. And being about 100 years old, he never weakened in faith, even when he examined his old body, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. And he did not hesitate at the promise of Elohim, as one lacking faith, but he was strong in faith, and gave glory to Elohim. And felt assured, that what Yahweh had promised to him, he was able to fulfill. Because of this, it was also counted to him for righteousness. But it was not written for him only, that it was counted to him. But also on account of us, to whom it is about to be counted, to the ones believing on him who has raised our Master Yahshua from the dead. Who was delivered because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Chapter 5. Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with Elohim through our Master Yahshua Messiah. Through whom also we have had access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we glory on the hope of the glory of Elohim. And not only so, but we glory also in afflictions, knowing that affliction works out patience. And patience works out proven character, and proven character, hope. And the hope does not put us to shame, because the love of Elohim has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. For we yet being without strength, in due time Messiah died for unrighteous ones. For with difficulty one will die for a wicked one, and perhaps one even dares to die for the sake of the good one, but Elohim commends his love to us in this, that we being yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Much more then, being justified now by his blood, we shall be delivered from wrath through him. For if while being enemies we were reconciled to Elohim through the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but also glorying in Yahweh through our Master Yahshua Messiah, through whom we now receive the atonement. Even as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, so also death passed to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. For sin was in the world until the Torah, but sin is not charged where there is no instruction. Yet death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned after the likeness of the transgression of the Torah by Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not also like the offense. For if by the offense of the one the many died, how much more the grace and gift of Elohim, because of one man, Yahshua Messiah, be increased for many. And the effect of the gift of Elohim was greater than the effect of the offense of Adam. For while the judgment of one man's offense resulted in the condemnation of many, but the free gift of Elohim in the forgiveness of sins resulted in justification to many more. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who are receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall rule in life by the one, Yahshua Messiah. Therefore, as on account of the offense of one, condemnation was to all men, so on account of the righteousness of one, will the victory unto life be to all men. For as on account of the disobedience of one man, many became sinners, so also on account of the obedience of one, many become righteous. And the introduction of the Torah caused sin to increase. And where sin had increased, grace much more abounded. Just as sin had reigned through death, so also grace shall reign through righteousness to everlasting life, through Yahshua Messiah our Master. Chapter 6. What then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Let it not be. We who have died to sin, how shall we still live in it? Or are you ignorant that all who were baptized into Messiah Yahshua were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that as Messiah was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, so also, we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together with him in the likeness of his death, so also shall we be in the resurrection. For we know this, that our old self was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, so that we no longer serve sin. For he who is dead has been freed from sin. But if we died with Messiah, we believe that also we shall live with him. Knowing that Messiah, being raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For in that he died to sin once for all, but in that he lives to Elohim. So also you count yourselves to be truly dead to sin, but alive to Elohim in Yahshua, Messiah our Master. Then do not let sin reign in your mortal body, to obey it in its lusts. Neither present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to Elohim as one living from the dead, and your members instruments of righteousness to Elohim. For your sin shall not master it over you, for you are not under the penalty of law-breaking, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the penalty of the Torah, but under grace? Let it not be. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves as slaves for obedience, you are slaves to whom you obey, whether of sin to death, or obedience to righteousness? But thanks be to Elohim that you were slaves of sin, but you obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you were enslaved to righteousness. I speak as a man on account of the weakness of your flesh. For as you yielded your members as slaves to uncleanness and to iniquity, so now yield your members as slaves to righteousness unto sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free as to righteousness. Therefore, what fruit did you have then in the things over which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, and having been enslaved to Elohim, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is everlasting life in Yahshua, Messiah our Master. Chapter 7. Do you not know, brethren, for I speak to them who know the Torah, that the Torah has authority over a person for as long as he lives? Just as the married woman is bound by the Torah to the living husband, but if the husband dies, she is set free from the law of her husband. So then, if the husband is living, she will be called an adulteress if she should be married to another man. But if the husband dies, she is free from the law, so as for her not to be an adulteress by becoming another man's wife. So that, my brothers, you also were made dead to the law through the body of Messiah, for you to become another's, to the one raised from the dead, so that we may bear fruit to Elohim. For when we were in the flesh, the passions of sin were working in our members through the law for the bearing of fruit unto death. But now we have been set free from the penalty of the Torah, having died to that in which we were held, so as for us to serve in newness of spirit, and not in oldness of letter. What shall we say then? Is the instruction sin? Let it not be. But I did not know sin except through the Torah, for also I did not know lust except the Torah said, You shall not lust. But sin taking occasion through the commandment worked every lust in me, for apart from law, sin is dead. And I was alive apart from the Torah once, but the commandment came, and sin came alive, and I died. And the commandment which was to life, this was found to be death to me. For sin taking occasion through the commandment deceived me, and through it, killed me. So indeed the Torah is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Did that which is good, therefore become death to me? Far be it. But sin, that it might be seen to be sin, perfected death in me by means of that good Torah. That sin might be more condemned, by means of the commandment. For we know that the Torah is spiritual, but I am fleshly, having been sold under sin. For I do not know what I do. For I do not do the thing that I want, but I do the thing which I hate, this is what I do. But if I do what I do not wish to, I agree with the Torah, that it is good. Now then, it is not I who do it, but the sin which dominates in me. For I know that it does not fully dominate me, that is in my flesh, but as far as good is concerned, the choice is easy for me to make, but to do it is difficult for me. For it is not the good that I desire to do, that I do. But it is the evil that I do not desire, that I do. But if I do what I do not desire, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin which dominates me. I find therefore that the Torah agrees with my conscience, when I desire to do good, but evil is always near, distracting me. For I delight in the Torah of Elohim according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members having warred against the law of my mind, and taking me captive by the law of sin being in my members. O wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from this mortal body? I thank Yahweh through Yahshua Messiah our Master. So then I myself with the mind truly serve the Torah of Elohim and with the flesh the law of sin. Chapter 8. There is therefore now, no condemnation to those in Yahshua Messiah, who do not walk according to flesh, but according to spirit. For the law of the spirit of life which is in Yahshua Messiah set me free from the law of sin and of death. For the Torah being powerless, in that it was weak through the flesh, Elohim sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So that the righteous demand of the Torah might be fulfilled in us, those not walking according to flesh, but according to spirit, for the ones that are according to flesh mind the things of the flesh. And the ones according to spirit mind the things of the spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the mind of the flesh is enmity towards Elohim, for it is not subject to the Torah of Elohim, for it is not possible to be so. And those being in the flesh are not able to please Elohim. But you are not in flesh, but in spirit, since the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. But if anyone has not the Spirit of Messiah, this one does not belong to him. But if Messiah is in you, the body indeed is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of the one having raised Yahshua from the dead dwells in you, the one having raised the Messiah from the dead will also make your mortal bodies live through the indwelling of his Spirit in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to flesh, for if you live according to flesh, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit, you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Elohim, these are sons of Elohim. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship by which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of Yahweh. And if children, also heirs, truly heirs of Elohim, and joint heirs of Messiah, if indeed we suffer together, that we may also be glorified together. For I calculate that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to compare to the coming glory to be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of Elohim. For the creation was not willingly subjected to vanity, but through him subjecting it, on hope. That also the creation will be freed from the slavery of corruption to the freedom of the glory of the children of Elohim. For we know that all the creation groans together and labors in pain together until now. And not only so, but also we ourselves having the first fruit of the Spirit, also we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly expecting that sonship, the deliverance from our body. For we were saved by hope, but hope being seen is not hope, for what anyone sees, why does he also hope? But if we hope for what we do not see, through patience we wait eagerly. And likewise the Spirit also joins in to help our weaknesses. For we do not know what is right and proper for us to pray for, but the Spirit intercedes on our behalf with that earnestness that cannot be described. But the one searching the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he petitions on behalf of the saints according to Elohim. But we know that to the ones loving Elohim all things work together for good, to those being called according to purpose. And he knew them in advance, and he sealed them with the likeness of the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brothers. But whom he marked in advance, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? Truly he who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up on behalf of us all, how will he not freely give all things to us with him? Who will bring any charge against the elect of Elohim? Yahweh is the one justifying. Who is he condemning? It is Messiah who has died, but rather also is raised, who also is at the right hand of Yahweh, who also makes intercession on our behalf. Who shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Even as it has been written, for your sake we are killed all the day, we are counted as lambs for the slaughter. But in all these things we are more than conquerors through him loving us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor cherubs, nor rulers, nor armies, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing created will be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh in Messiah, Yahshua, our Master. Chapter 9. I tell the truth in Messiah, I do not lie, my conscience bearing witness with me in the Holy Spirit, that my grief is great, and a never-ceasing pain is in my heart. For I myself was wishing to be a curse from Messiah for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to flesh, who are Israelites, to who belongs the sonship and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the Torah, and the service, and the promises. Whose are the fathers, and from whom is the Messiah according to flesh, he being Elohim over all, blessed forever. Amen. Not, however, that the word of Elohim has actually failed, for all those who belong to Israel are not Israelites. Nor because they are Abraham's seed are all children, but, in Isaac shall your seed be called. That is, not the children of flesh are children of Elohim, but the children of the promise are counted for as descendants. For the word of promise is this, I will come at this season, and Sarah will have a son. And not only so, but also Rebekah conceiving of one, our father Isaac. For the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Elohim according to election might stand, not of works, but of the one calling. It was said to her, the elder shall be servant of the younger, even as it has been written, Jacob I loved, and Esau I have set aside. What then shall we say? Is there not unrighteousness with Elohim? Let it not be. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will pity whomever I will pity. So then, it is not within reach of the one willing, nor within reach of him who strives, but it is within reach of the merciful Elohim. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I raised you up, so that I might display my power in you, and so that my name might be publicized in all the earth. So then, he has mercy on whom he pleases. And he hardens whom he pleases. Perhaps you will say, why does he yet find fault? For who can resist his will? Rather, O man, who are you to question against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to the one forming it, why did you make me like this? Or does not the potter have authority over the clay, out of the one lump to make one vessel to honor, and one to dishonor? But if Elohim, desiring to demonstrate his wrath, and to make his power known, endured in much long suffering, vessels of wrath having been fitted out for destruction. But he poured out his mercy on the vessels of favor, which he before prepared for the glory of Elohim. Whom he also called, not only us, of Jews, but also out of nations. As also he says in Hosea, I will call those not my people, my people. And those not beloved, beloved. And it shall be, in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they will be called, sons of the living Elohim. But Isaiah cries on behalf of Israel, if the number of the sons of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant will be saved. For he is bringing the matter to an end, and having been cut short, in righteousness, because Yahweh will do a thing cut short on the earth. And as Isaiah has said before, if Yahweh of hosts had not shown favor to us with a remnant, we would have become as Sodom, and we would have become as Gomorrah. What then shall we say? That the nations not following after righteousness have taken on righteousness, but a righteousness of faith. But Israel who ran after the Torah of righteousness did not find the Torah of righteousness? Why? Because it was not of faith, but as of works of law. For they stumbled at the stone of stumbling. As it has been written, Behold, I place in Zion a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, and everyone believing on him will not be shamed. Chapter 10. Brethren, truly my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim on behalf of Israel is for it to be saved. For I testify to them that they have zeal to Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of Elohim, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, they did not submit to the righteousness of Elohim. For Messiah is the goal of the Torah for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses writes of the righteousness which is of the Torah. The man doing these things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith says this. Do not say in your heart, who will go up into heaven, that is, to bring down Messiah. Or, who has descended into the abyss of Sheol and brought up Messiah from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we proclaim. Because if you confess the Master Yahshua with your mouth, and believe in your heart that Yahweh raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For the heart which believes in him shall be declared righteous, and the mouth that confesses him shall live. For the scripture says, everyone believing in him will not be ashamed. For there is no difference both of Jew and of non-Jew, for the same Master Yahweh of all, is rich toward all the ones calling on him. For everyone, whoever may call on the name of Yahweh will be saved. How then may they call on one into whom they have not believed? And how may they believe one of whom they have not heard? And how may they hear without a preacher? And how may they preach if they are not sent? Even as it has been written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news of peace, of those preaching good things. But not all obeyed the good news, for Isaiah says, Yahweh, who has believed our report? Then faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, rather, into all the earth their voice went out, and to the ends of the world their words. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by a non-nation, by an unwise nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those not seeking me. I became known to those not inquiring after me. But to Israel he says, all the day I stretched out my hands to a disobeying and contradicting people. Chapter 11. I say then, did not Elohim thrust away his people? Let it not be. For I also am an Israelite, out of Abraham's seed, of the tribe of Benjamin. Elohim did not thrust away his people, whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture said in Elijah, how he pleaded with Elohim against Israel, saying, Yahweh, they killed your prophets, and they dug down your altars, and only I am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine answer say to him? I reserved to myself 7,000 men who did not bow a knee to Baal. Even so, in this present time a remnant is preserved, elected by grace and has come into being. But if by grace, no longer is it of works, else grace no longer becomes grace. But if of works, it is no longer grace, else work is no longer work. What then? What Israel seeks, this it did not obtain, but the election obtained it, and the rest were hardened. Even as it has been written, Yahweh gave to them a spirit of slumber, eyes not seeing and ears not hearing, until this day. And David said, Let their table become for a snare and a trap, and for a stumbling block, and a repayment to them. Let their eyes be darkened, not to see, and their back always bowing. I say, then, did not they stumble that they should fall? Let it not be. But by their slipping away came salvation to the nations, to provoke them to jealousy. Now if their slipping away is the riches of the world, and their condemnation the riches of the nations, how much more their restoration? For I speak to you, the nations, since I am an apostle of the nations, I glorify my ministry. If somehow I may provoke to jealousy my flesh, and may save some of them. For if their casting away is the reconciliation of the world, what will their restoration be, except life from the dead? Now if the first fruit is holy, so also the lump. And if the root is holy, so also the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and became a sharer of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, it is not you that bears the root, but the root bears you. You will say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, for unbelief they were broken off. And you stand by faith. Do not be high-minded, but fear. For if Elohim did not spare the natural branches, fear that it may be he will not spare you either. Behold then, the kindness and severity of Elohim, on those having fallen, severity. But on you kindness, if you continue in the kindness. Otherwise, you will also be cut off. And those also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in. For Elohim is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the natural wild olive tree, and against nature were grafted into a good olive tree. How much more these being according to nature will be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be wise within yourselves, that hardness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the nations comes in. And so all the tribes of Israel will be saved, even as it has been written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away iniquity from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Indeed, according to the good news, they are enemies toward you, but according to election, they are beloved for the sake of the patriarchs. For Elohim does not withdraw his free gift and his calling. For as you then also disobeyed Elohim, but now have obtained mercy by the disobedience of these, so also these now have disobeyed, so that they also may obtain mercy by your mercy. For Elohim has shut up all into unbelief, that he may show mercy to all. Oh, the depth of the riches and of the wisdom and the knowledge of Elohim! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of Yahweh? Or who became his counselor? Or who first gave to him, and it will be repaid to him? Because of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Chapter 12. Therefore, brethren, I call on you through the compassion of Elohim to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing to Elohim, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, in order to prove by you what is the good and pleasing and perfect will of Elohim. For through the grace which is given to me, I say to everyone being among you, not to have high thoughts beyond what is right to think. But set your mind to be right-minded, even as Elohim divided a measure of faith to each. For even as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function. So we the many are one body in Messiah, and each one members of one another, but having different gifts according to the grace given to us. whether prophecy, according to the proportion of the faith, or the gift of administration in their ministry, or the one teaching, in their doctrine, or the one consoling, in the encouragement, the one giving, with sincerity, the one that rules with diligence, the one showing mercy, with cheerfulness. Let not your love be deceitful, hate that which is evil, hold fast to that which is good, in brotherly love to one another, loving fervently, having gone before one another in honor. In diligence, not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Master. In hope, rejoicing, in affliction, enduring, in prayer, steadfastly continuing. Imparting to the needs of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless those persecuting you, bless, and do not curse. Rejoice with rejoicing ones, and weep with weeping ones, minding the same thing toward one another, mind not vain glory, but associate with those who are humble. Do not become wise within yourselves, returning evil for evil to no one, providing right things before all men. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with all men, not avenging yourselves, beloved, but giving place to wrath, for it has been written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says Yahweh. Then, if your enemy hungers, feed him, if he thirsts, give him drink, for doing this you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome the evil with good. Chapter 13. Let every soul be subject to the higher authorities, for there is no authority except from Elohim, but the existing authorities have been ordained by Yahweh. So that the one resisting the civil authority has opposed the ordinance of Elohim, and the ones opposing will receive judgment to themselves. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the bad. And do you desire not to fear the authority? Do the good, and you will have praise from it, for the ruler is a servant of Elohim to you for the good. But if you practice evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is a servant of Elohim, an avenger for wrath to the one practicing bad things. Because of this, it is necessary to be subject, not only on account of wrath, but also on account of conscience. For on this account you also pay tribute, for they are servants of Elohim, always giving attention to this very thing. Then give to all their dues. To the one due tax, the tax. To the one due tribute, the tribute. To the one due fear, the fear. To the one due honor, the honor. Owe no one anything, except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the Torah. For, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not lust, and if there is any other commandment, in this word it is summed up in the words, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not work evil to the neighbor. Then love is the fulfillment of Torah. Also, knowing this that now is the time and the hour for you to awake from your sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far gone, and the day has drawn near, then let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly, as in the day, not in all carousing and drunkenness, not in cohabitation and lustful acts, not in fighting and envy. But clothe yourself with the Master Yahshua Messiah, and do not make forethought of the flesh, for its lusts. Chapter 14. Assist the one who is weak in the faith, not to judgments of your thoughts. One indeed believes to eat all things, but being weak, another one eats vegetables. The one eating, do not despise the one not eating. And the one not eating, do not judge the one eating, for Elohim received him. Who are you judging another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. But he will stand, for his master is able to make him stand. One indeed judges a day above another day, and another one judges every day alike. Let each one be fully assured in his own mind. The one minding the day, he is considerate of his duty to his master. And the one not minding the day, he is not considerate of his duty to his master. The one eating, he eats to his master, for he gives thanks to Elohim. And the one not eating, he does not eat to his master, and gives thanks to Elohim. For no one of us lives to himself and no one dies to himself. For both if we live, we live to Adonai, and if we die, we die to our Adonai. Then both if we live, and if we die, we belong to Adonai. For this Messiah both died and rose and lived again, that he might be Adonai Yahweh over both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why also do you despise your brother? For all shall stand before the judgment seat of Messiah. For it has been written, As I live, says Yahweh, that every knee will bow to me, and every tongue will confess to me. So then each one of us will give account concerning himself to Elohim. Then let us no longer judge one another, but rather judge this, not to put a stumbling block or an offense toward a brother. I know and am persuaded by Yahshua Yahweh that nothing by itself is common, except to the one deeming anything to be common, it is common. But if your brother is grieved because of your food, you no longer walk according to love. Do not, by your food, destroy that one for whom Messiah died. Then do not let your good be spoken evil of. For the kingdom of Yahweh is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For the one serving Messiah in these things is pleasing to Elohim, and approved by men. So then, let us pursue the things of peace, and the things for building up one another. Do not, by your food, undo the work of Elohim. Truly, all things are pure, but it is bad to the man who eats through a stumbling block. It is good not to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before Yahweh. Blessed is the one not condemning himself in doing the things he has selected. But the one doubting, if he eats, he has been condemned, because it is not of faith. And whatever is not of faith is sin. Chapter 15. But we, the strong ones, ought to bear the weaknesses of those not strong, and not to please ourselves. For let each one of us please his neighbor for good, to building up. For also Messiah did not please himself, but even as it has been written, The curses of those cursing you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our instruction, that through patience and encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. And may the Elohim of patience and encouragement give to you to mind the same thing among one another according to Yahshua Messiah. That with one accord and with one mouth you may glorify the Elohim and Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah. Because of this, be friendly, and bear one another's burdens as Messiah also brought us close to the glory of Elohim. And I say, Yahshua Messiah has become a minister of circumcision for the truth of Elohim, to confirm the promises of the fathers. And for the nations to glorify Yahweh for mercy, even as it has been written, Because of this I will confess to you in the nations, and I will give praise to your name. And again he says, Rejoice, nations, with his people. And again, praise the Master Yahweh, all the nations, and praise him all the peoples. And again Isaiah says, The root of Jesse shall be, and he rising up to rule the nations, on him nations will hope. And may the Elohim of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, for you to abound in hope, in power of the Holy Spirit. But my brothers, I myself also am persuaded concerning you, that you yourselves also are full of goodness, being filled with all knowledge, being able to warn one another. But I wrote to you more boldly, brethren, as reminding you in part, because of the grace given to me by Elohim. For me to be a minister of Yahshua Messiah to the nations, sacredly ministering the good news of Elohim, that the offering of the nations might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore I have boasting in Yahshua Messiah as to the things pertaining to Elohim. For I will not dare to speak of anything which Messiah did not work out through me for the obedience of the nations in word and work. In power of miracles and wonders, in power of the Holy Spirit, so as for me to have fulfilled the preaching of the good news of Messiah from Jerusalem and in a circle as far as Illyricum. And so eagerly striving to preach the good news where Messiah was not named, so that I should not build on another's foundation. But even as it has been written, they shall see, to whom nothing was announced concerning him, and the ones that have not heard shall understand. Because of this I also was much hindered from coming to you. But now having no more place in these regions, and having a longing to come to you for many years. Whenever I may go into Spain, I will come to you, for I hope in traveling through to see you and to be set forward there by you, if first I may be filled of you in part. But now I am going to Jerusalem, doing service to the saints. For both Macedonia and Achaia thought it good to make certain gifts to the poor of the saints in Jerusalem. For they thought it good, also being debtors of them, for if the nations shared in their spiritual things, they ought also to minister to them in the fleshly things. Then completing and having sealed this fruit to them, I will go through you into Spain. And I know that I will come to you in the fullness of the blessing of the good news of Messiah when I come. But I exhort you, brothers, by our Master Yahshua Messiah, and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to Elohim on my behalf. That I be delivered from the disobedient ones in Judea, and that my ministry, which is to Jerusalem, may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you in joy through the will of Elohim, and that I may be refreshed with you. And the Elohim of peace be with all of you. Amen. Chapter 16. But I entrust to your care our sister Phoebe, being a servant of the congregation in Cenchrea. That you may receive her in our Master, as is worthy of the saints, and may assist her in whatever thing she may need of you. For she also became a helper of many, and of myself. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Yahshua Messiah, who laid down their neck for my soul, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the congregations of the nations. And greet the congregation at their house, and my beloved Epaphroditus, who is a firstfruit of Achaia for Messiah. Greet Miriam, who did much labor for us. Greet Andronicus and Eunias, my brothers who were prisoners with me, who are well known among the apostles, and who also were in Messiah before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in our Master. Greet Urbanus, our helper in Messiah, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apelles, the approved in Messiah, greet those of Aristobulus. Greet Herodion, my kinsman. Greet those of Narcissus, those being in our Master. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those laboring in our Master. Greet Persis the beloved, who has labored in many things in our Master. Greet Rufus, the chosen in our Master, and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Petrobas, Hermes, and the brothers with them. Greet Philologus and Julius, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The congregations of Messiah greet you. And brothers, I exhort you to mark those making divisions and causes of stumbling contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them. For such ones do not serve our Master Yahshua Messiah, but their own belly, and by smooth speaking and flattering they deceive the hearts of the simple people. For your obedience is known by everyone, therefore, I rejoice over you. But I desire you to be truly wise as to good things, but pure toward evil things. And the Elohim of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Master Yahshua Messiah be with you. Amen. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sosipater, my kinsmen, greet you. I, Tertius, the one writing the epistle, greet you in our Master. Gaius, the host of all the congregation and me, greets you. Erastus, the steward of the city, and Quartus the brother, greet you. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my good news, and the proclaiming of Yahshua Messiah. According to the revelation of the mystery having been kept unvoiced during eternal times, but now has been made plain. And by prophetic scriptures, according to the command of the everlasting Elohim, made known for obedience of faith to all the nations. For Elohim is the only wise one, and to him be the glory through Yahshua Messiah forever and ever. The grace of our Master Yahshua Messiah be with you all. Amen.